Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
That's movie music. It's Friday, and it's time to talk movies on The Takeaway. And that means Rafer Guzman. He's here to give us the down low on the new movies coming out this weekend. Rafer, two big films coming out this weekend, some in limited release, some in wide release. You have Brothers with Natalie Portman and Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire. That's out in wide release. Up in the air is George Clooney, of course, with Nets in limited release. And I want to talk about Brothers first, a war film.
A war film, yes. It's about the war in Afghanistan, tangentially. It's with Tobey Maguire. He plays a Marine who goes to Afghanistan.
A gaunt Marine. In the trailers, he really looks gaunt and skeletal and haunting.
Well, certainly when he returns from Afghanistan, he's presumed dead by his family. It's Natalie Portman plays his wife. Jake Gyllenhaal plays his sort of ne'er-do-well brother, Tommy. He's presumed dead. His copter goes down in Afghanistan, but in fact, he's been captured by the Taliban. And when he comes back, he's essentially a changed man, and he's starting to wonder what exactly it was that happened between his brother and his wife while he was gone.
And she's rebuilt her life in his absence.
She's tried, and there has been a certain closeness between her and the brother, although, you know, that relationship doesn't go quite as far as Sam thinks it
does. I have to say, one of the things that was striking just about seeing the trailers, and I've seen the trailer a couple times, is that Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire look like brothers.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
They do, yeah. They do a really good job of it.
I thought it was a double role at first, that you had one guy playing, you know?
Right. There's some really good things to be said about the movie. The acting across the board is pretty good. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, is tremendous. You know, I mean, just like he did in Brokeback Mountain, he takes this secondary role and essentially turns it into the lead for the whole movie. And, you know, just the things he can do with his face and his eyes alone, I think, are really incredible.
All right. Up in the air is George Clooney's new vehicle in limited release. Let's listen to a clip from it before we talk about it.
You got to fill me in on the miles thing. What is that about? Are you talking about, like, frequent flyer miles?
You really want to know?
I'm dying to know.
I don't spend a nickel if I can help it, unless it somehow profits my mileage account.
So what are you saving up for? Hawaii? South of France?
It's not like that. The miles are the goal.
You're saving just to save.
Let's just say that I have a number in mind and I haven't hit it yet.
What's the target?
I'd rather not.
Is it a secret target?
It's 10 million miles.
Okay. Isn't 10 million just a number?
Pi's just a number.
Well, we all need a hobby.
Rafer, for George Clooney, is this movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Please tell me it's not The Men Who Stare at Goats, because I saw that and I regretted it.
Yes, a little disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little.
This is actually a really good. This is the kind of stuff that George Clooney does best. You know, these kind of glitzy, glossy comedies where he can play this really charming leading character. That's Anna Kendrick, who we're hearing in that clip,
right.
The young actress who's had some bit parts in Twilight, the Twilight movies, and really gets to step out into the foreground in this movie. And she's really good and really fun. The person I was actually most impressed with in this movie is Vera Farmiga, who plays his romantic interest. And she is, I think, just in looks and her, you know, statuesque bearing, she's really his equal in this movie.
Worth
and
seeing.
She's fantastic. I think it's worth seeing.
Let me ask you quickly about Everybody's Fine. This is Robert De Niro as a widower father.
Right.
With the co-star again, remind me.
It's
Drew Barrymore.
It's Drew Barrymore, right. Kate Beckinsale, Sam Rockwell, who's fantastic. Yeah, he plays a widower who's essentially he breaks the number one rule of parenting, which is never drop in on your growing
right.
children unannounced. And this is what he does, you know, trying to reconnect with his kids across the country and paying them surprise visits as he goes along.
And Robert De Niro as a tortured widower and a father trying
lonely.
To get back with his kids as a lonely man, does
yeah.
he pull it off?
Yeah.
He does. I mean, I wasn't that thrilled with the movie overall, but the acting is really good, and De Niro is really good, and again, Sam Rockwell as his son, who's he's a little disappointed, and they have, I think, one of the best scenes in the movie. That segment with the two of them is really the best.
This is a remake of a 1990 Italian film, and
correct.
That brings us to our trivia question. Which is, we were asking people, setting Everybody's Fine aside, name three films that Robert De Niro has starred in that were remakes.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Was Falling in Love a remake with Meryl Streep?
I don't know that.
I could be wrong.
We came up with a couple of them. One of them was Heat.
Yeah, okay.
We're No Angels, that was a remake.
Right.
And, of course, the one that he starred in with Nick Nolte. Todd?
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear, another remake.
Gregory Peck, right? In the original?
Absolutely. That's correct. Yep. Creepy, creepy Robert De Niro. Thanks, Rafer.
Thanks, Rafer.
That's Rafer Guzman. He's the Takeaway contributor and film critic for Newsday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.